Welcome to the Weeky Podcast, guys.
Weeky, weeky. All right. You like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Okay. A little inside joke to start, but basically, yeah, so this is the first weekly podcast. We're going to be doing this
every week.
Every single week for like a long time. I mean, this is going to be our main thing, but basically, we're just going to be, if you don't already know, we're going to get right into it. We're going to be debating a topic each week, and then we're going to have a topic of the week that we just discussed that we're not going to be debating about. We're just going to kind of be talking about and getting into just something interesting.
And so, for just our podcast, our regular podcast, not our video podcast, we're going to be talking about how our week went at the beginning of it, and then we're going to get straight into our debate
topic. And so that's what this is. We're just going to go ahead and talk about our week, and then we'll get into everything. If you'd like to watch the debate or the topic of the week, we have it on our YouTube, so go ahead, or a game. We do have a game at the end, so just go ahead and check that out on our YouTube after the podcast. So let's just go ahead and...
Oh, and one more thing. Okay. So we're doing our game, and our game's going to be pretty much like whoever loses after the month has to do a bro dare. And we've written out all the bro dares that we're going to do for each other.
Well, bro dare isn't very...
Okay, yeah. It's a major dare, really. I mean,
basically, we're doing this thing where we dare each other, and I mean, this is about our week because this is kind of what we've been doing in the last month, really. But a bro dare is like this: basically, whoever loses each month after the games, out of all the games, whoever has the least amount of points, because we have this whole point system, has to do a bro dare that one of us has put in a bottle, and then you take it out and see if you. If you get it, so you know there'd be like walk around with a girl's shirt on. I mean, give me a suggestion.
Going to a restaurant and
singing,
making a scene,
right?
Doing something,
things like that. So we have a bunch, and we have this whole thing down. It'll be a lot more
easy. It's gonna be video too, and it's gonna be posted onto our YouTube so that we can show everyone that
we've done a lot. Just getting into the week, just going ahead and I mean, we've done a lot this last week and 2 weeks, and it's been so busy that we've kind of been behind. But I'm excited for what's to come because we just
it's gonna be worth it. Everything of what we've done and what we're doing is gonna be worth it because we want to make it kind of unique in our own. And I think that was what took us kind of a while to figure out was just kind of, you know, making our YouTube and making what we do special.
And making it something that we like to do, that we actually have fun doing. And it's not just something that we're doing because we'd never like that thought.
Yeah, we don't like that concept. We want to be kind of unique.
Yeah, we want to be unique and having fun. I mean, it's just supposed to be this whole thing. The reason we did all of this and started all of this is because it's supposed to be our journey through life. It's not supposed to be like this whole thing that everybody else is doing. It's literally just this is what we do as best friends moving on through life. This is just what we do. This is who we are as people.
Yeah, and it's kind of a dream of ours just to be able to, you know, work together and really enjoy what we do.
Enjoy what we
do. You know, because I think that there's a lot of things to do out in life, but, you know, I think the major thing out of, you know, going through high school and doing all the stuff that we've done together is that we want to do it together.
Sure.
You know, and work together because I think that we're better at it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we're better together. I mean, and anybody has the same people. Everybody has a person where when you're together with someone, your ideas are better, your thinking's better, your conversations are more entertaining.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it is. It's just, it's easier to do things. You kind of have that person that your brain just works really well around.
And, almost. You know, it's really crazy because you really think that we'd be gay. But, you know, the truth is that we're not.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's true.
Go ahead and slide that one out there.
I mean, we're talking about us, you know, working really well together and all this other stuff. But we're not, you know, a lot of people have actually thought that we were.
Well, the funny thing is, I wouldn't say a lot of people thought. I'd say more people thought we were brothers. And more people even thought we were twins.
Yeah, what was that
about? Than thought that we were
gay. You know, it's actually interesting.
The people that think we're gay are the people that know us really well and see how we act together. And that's because we've just known each other for so long.
Yeah, we've known each other for so long and we're just kind of natural.
Yeah, it's just kind of, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing you would do with your sister or your brother. If you weren't a brother or a sister and you did things with your sibling, people would be like, that's a little freaking weird.
Yeah, you might be a little close.
Yeah, and so that's kind of the things that it, but I mean, we've never stepped a level that's way too far. So at least there's that.
You know? Yeah, no, we won't be ever. But
if you hear any background noise, I just like to say that it's pouring rain right now. So that's, I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, it's supposed to pour rain all week, man.
Yeah, it's supposed to pour rain all week. So we apologize for the background noise that we can't deal with because the freaking schedule of the storms.
Yeah, we can't decide that at all. But
okay, so what else has been going on this week?
Oh, we figured out that we're terrible at video games. Well, Rocket League.
Hey,
I would say Rocket
League.
We're
not terrible. Okay. We just had a bad streak.
We're on bronze level,
man. Had a bad streak. We were super good, and then we got super bad.
Okay, we're in a bad spell.
There are certain games that I'm really good at, and there are certain games that I am average. And
well, yeah, but
certain games I suck at, obviously.
You know, for how many times we've played Rocket League, I just thought we'd be
okay,
really,
but it was lagging. It was lagging,
yeah,
for
true.
Like, so we couldn't even play.
That's true.
And we still won half the games. You realize we went 50-50.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, man. We keep going behind. We keep going to bronze.
Yeah, we're
level,
definitely getting
man.
Worse. We're definitely getting worse.
It's crazy because
not good.
I really feel like we're super good and we're almost there. You know,
we're like almost
we're
to the goal.
Yeah, we're almost gonna.
We
be
keep getting.
That,
we keep getting
people.
Right up to highest silver level, and then dropping back down.
Yeah, and it was so funny because it's terrible. But no, yeah. Once we were in gold, we were actually in gold, and then we dropped down to silver.
Yeah.
And then when we dropped down to silver, we're like, "Damn, what the fuck?"
Yeah. The you first know? Thing we did was make gold. We made gold instantly. They were like, "You're gold players." And then,
and then we dropped down to silver. We're like, "What the fuck?
What's going on here?"
And now we're at bronze, and it doesn't feel so well.
It's definitely getting worse. But again, I don't really mind that one as much. I don't mind Rocket League. I mean, I don't mind being bad at video games either.
No.
I can guarantee you I'd beat most people at board games. And that doesn't sound very, you know, that's not like super awesome either, but board games are more strategy than video games for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
Monopoly is more strategy, chess is more strategy, poker.
You want to bring up chess?
Yeah, let's play some chess again.
All right.
We need an actual board is what we need, cuz I don't like playing.
We've
been playing the iPhone game, and that one like completely screws everything up. It's just awkward.
Yeah, I love those.
I like doing
really
things
nice
in person and not just tapping my phone screen. So
yeah. I think it's a lot more you gotta think about.
We
it.
Should get the giant chess boards. Have you seen those? They have like
those
giant chess and checkers.
Ones?
Yeah, I was actually.
They'll spend a grand.
I was on a road trip. Well, they're not that much. I was on a road trip a while ago, and they what's it? You know the restaurant that has a barrel in its name? I know that's not
Cracker Barrel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we went there. Had a giant checkers board, and the checkers pieces were probably about, I mean, the size of an orange. Width-wise, not obviously all the way around.
Yeah, I know what you're
and
talking about.
It was super entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, just because they were bigger, just kind of, I don't know.
Oh, you mean just like those bigger ones, not like a massive.
No, it wasn't massive. It wasn't like the size of a room or anything, but it was big. It was a big, but it was entertaining. I don't know. For some reason, it entertained me.
It would be fun to play one of those massive ones.
Yeah,
it was like massive ones.
Well, have you seen?
You have to pick it up.
And, okay, imagine this. You remember, and I'll go ahead and say this, and people are going to be like, but I haven't really seen many Harry Potters besides one, so none besides
one.
Right, we watched it together.
Right.
When they did the chess thing as the people,
yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty
cool. If you had like a team of 20 and you all were a certain piece,
yep,
that would be nasty.
That would be sick. You know, getting onto the whole thing of Harry Potter, I've only seen one Harry Potter. It was with you.
I haven't seen any of the
Lord of the Rings. Yeah. I mean, my cousin used to be so into it, and I watched about 15 minutes of it, and I was like, eh.
People are so offended.
I know. And
people are so offended.
I don't know why.
I get it. It could be a good movie to you, but, like, Star Wars is where it's at.
But
it's been going down. It's been going down, and I realize that. I think most people can agree that the last Star Wars was not very exciting.
Terrible.
Still, the original Star Wars are better than the original Lord of the Rings or the original Harry Potter.
Yeah,
what's the other one? There's one other one,
what?
Too, that every time I say I haven't seen it, I've only seen one of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean was great.
People used to really
They loved it. I loved it. And then it went downhill once they came out with, like, the third one.
I don't know, man. Everything goes downhill. It's like, what when you originally saw it was was incredible. And for me, that's Star Wars. It's Indiana Jones.
Fast and Furious. I liked Fast and Furious.
I'd say Fast and Furious started out really well. What's a couple other? Transformers started out amazing and went down completely. Oh, my God.
The first movie was amazing.
The first movie was so good, and then the rest were so disappointing.
It was just so terrible, dude, watching it. It was just explosion after. Dude, when we went to see Age of Extinction, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. When we saw Age of Extinction, we were about 30 minutes into the movie, and I thought, I'm going to probably get up and leave, dude, because I could not watch this anymore.
Right.
It was so boring. I almost fell asleep in it because it was so terrible.
It didn't go anywhere. The thing is that
storyline.
Transformers went
fuck
from...
storyline.
Well, yeah, it went from a really good movie to let's just have this hot girl that's doing a whole bunch of nothing, and then for about 30 minutes of the film, and then let's have some weird thing that makes no sense that we're on some giant... like adventure for the next hour, and then the last 30 minutes is actual robots fighting.
Right.
I didn't go to Transformers to see a hot girl. That's not why I went. I went to see Transformers battle each other.
Right.
So like, can we see some
Megan Fox was a plus.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the British model was a plus.
She was a plus.
But it didn't at all. I'll tell you, the only girl that actually made the movie better, actually, was that girl that turned out to be a Transformer. In the Revenge of the Fallen.
Dude, she nailed it.
That was such a plot twist.
I know.
I
never saw it coming.
Wow.
She acted very well.
I gotta
say,
the second one wasn't bad either.
Revenge of the Fallen wasn't terrible.
And Dark of the Moon wasn't terrible either. Now, I'm not saying it was great by any means, but Shia LaBeouf nailed it.
Dude, once Shia LaBeouf left, it was just so
crappy.
And I
like Mark Wahlberg, but that was terrible.
I love Mark Wahlberg, but oh my God.
But
what did you do?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's just terrible, dude. it was so just awful to watch, man.
There's a lot of movies coming out that we're gonna be going and watching and talking about. And so, if you'd like to listen to our movie reviews, I'd like to go ahead and say that I think we're very honest people. We're not gonna BS anything. So we're gonna watch a movie and we're gonna be as super honest as possible. And you're gonna get two sides of the spectrum because as much as like. You and I are similar, obviously, but we're different. And I'd like to say that almost like two sides of a coin.
Right.
Like, we're both a coin, but
it's like peanut butter and jelly.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
I'd say, I liked my analogy better.
But I think peanut butter and jelly was better.
I don't think so.
Well, debate.
Okay. All right. That's our debate this week.
Yeah.
No. But we're going to go ahead and end here. For our talking just about our week and just this is what we do is basically every week we're just going to be talking about stuff and no topic. We're just going to kind of get into some stuff and then we're going to head into the debate. So if you'd like to listen to the debate, then go ahead and keep listening. And if you'd like to watch the debate, go to our YouTube and you can watch us as well. And then we'll go on after that. So the debate of the week is red versus blue. Which one's a better color?
And obviously, Remy's for red, and I'm for blue.
I am for red, and that's not for the reason. I actually like red a lot, but I don't know if I like it more than blue, but I don't know if blue's my favorite color either.
Right.
But I do think red is about as good as blue. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into that, so continue listening, and thank you.
And welcome to the debate.
All right. Well, we're going to have to deal with a little technical weirdness.
always, man. Always.
Well, welcome to the debate. Today is red versus blue, which you thought was going to be... I think it's going to be a lot more intense than you think.
Well, I think that we both have our reasons why we like... Why you like red, why I like blue.
Sure.
But
You
know, obviously it's just colors. So it wasn't like... a big deal in my mind, you know?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I just think red. Okay, boy.
Yeah, tell me why
I think red's
you
a,
like red
I think red's
more
a better
blue.
Color. And that can be proven with science.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because red is actually known as the most attractive color. Actually known scientifically as the most attractive color. So, if you were wearing red on a date, or you were just wearing red in general, more people are likely to look at you and say, that person's attractive. That's a big plus for red.
Yeah, but you have to take in consideration, I mean, blue sky. You got a blue sky. Okay, would you want a red sky?
Yeah, it'd be sick. Do you ever see a sunset? Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah, but blue sky is so much better. Blue sky...
You've never seen a red sky, so how do you know?
Well, I wouldn't want to see a red sky.
But you don't know.
But I wouldn't want one.
I might want one. And it'd be more attractive.
Okay, baby blue. Or baby boy. It's blue color.
You got Doesn't have to be. You sexist.
Well, it's not sexist. It's just what it is. For boys, it's blue. Girls, it's pink.
Okay, but what does that have to do with anything? That doesn't make the color better.
Blue. I think people would pick blue more than they would pick red. I think red looks good on people. But that's not
an argument to why it's better.
I think red looks good on.
The argument is which one is actually better. Which is a better color? And I can tell you right now.
Well, my thing is that
scientifically is already a better color.
I think more people would choose blue than they choose red. I get that. I think that's a reason why I think that blue is better.
But that doesn't make it a better color. That just means more people would choose it.
And the reason why people would choose it is because it's a better color than red.
That's not you can't just say that, though. Why is it a better color? Name it. Besides that people would choose it.
Well, it's just a good-looking color. It's a natural,
good-looking
color.
But that's not a very good argument to why it's a better color. Is this, it's a good-looking color.
Well, it's just a nice color. I would choose blue over,
here's red. Red, Christmas time. What color do you think of? White or red?
I think of green, actually. More green.
You think of green and Christmas time.
Green and Christmas time. You got a green Christmas tree, green reef. You don't really do that, the tree
but
thing.
But Santa's red, and the Rudolph's nose is red. And, more people would say red.
I would think for more Christmas. Green and red together.
But I think more people would say red than green for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Because green is St. Patrick's Day. So red is Christmas. And again, red is more attractive to the eye. So if you are wearing red, you are going to be more attractive, factually. That's a big plus for red.
That is a big plus for red, and I'm not taking away from red on that. I think that if you want to wear red, I think a girl in a red dress, awesome, looks great. But I also like blue. I don't think that either way, to me, if a girl is wearing a blue dress or a red dress, I think that either one would look good to me.
Sure, but red is just going to look better to you.
The only reason why red looks good is because it does pop. It pops more than blue.
But it's more than that. It actually triggers something in your brain and releases a chemical in your brain, which makes it think of love.
That's true. It is associated with love.
Yeah.
You got the, the heart, all that.
So love is red.
Yeah.
That's an argument. So is anger. But that's the two most important emotions in the whole human body is anger and love. And so what's an emotion for blue? Sadness? That's not a very good one.
It is sadness, isn't
yeah.
it?
So,
I'm not really disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying that if I were to choose, I like blue more than I like red. And it's just because the color to me looks better. And I think that just really depends on the person. Because someone might like blue more than they like red. And I think red does pop. But I think you could get a really nice blue that pops.
Well, we looked it up. The number one color in the world is blue.
Is blue.
Followed by red.
It's favorited.
Followed by red, followed by green, followed by all the other colors. I get that more people like it, but that doesn't make it a better color in my mind because there's nothing that actually makes it a better color besides saying, it's just more pleasing to me.
I think blue goes with more colors. I think blue
goes with
more colors.
Argument,
yeah.
But that's not really true.
Why is it not? You got blue, yellow, red, you got blue, orange, you got blue, white. You
red,
got,
orange, red, black,
doesn't
red,
look good
white.
Together.
Yeah,
red
they do.
And orange don't look good together.
Yeah, they do.
No, they do.
Yeah, they
not.
Do.
I would never wear something red and orange together.
Okay.
Never.
But
I would wear something that's blue and orange together.
There's tons of stuff that are red and orange.
You get a car with blue paint and then red or orange wheels, I'm all in.
Red and green. Blue and green don't go together really as much.
Blue and green goes good.
Not as much, though, as red and green.
Unless you want to look like you're going to
red
Christmas.
And black goes better than blue and black. Red and gray goes better than blue and gray.
Blue and black look great together.
But not as good as red and black.
I don't know about
I do know about that. Red and black looks much better than blue
I think
and black.
Red and black is so overused. I think it does
blue
go together.
Blue and black is blue is the most overused color.
No, it's the most favorited color.
No, it's the most overused color as well. Because it's the most favorite, it's the most overused.
That's true. That's probably, yeah. Okay.
The only thing that actually is true, and this is true too, did you know that most companies use red and orange because it sparks your brain to think of fruit, which makes you think that it's healthy, which makes you think that you want to pick it? It's actually factual. So a lot of companies choose a red color because it makes, if you were walking down an aisle, you'd see the red and you'd say, that one looks the best to me.
I've never heard of that. But maybe that is
so
true.
I'm pretty 100% because I just saw it the other day on a whole science thing. But that's just another argument to why it's more appealing to the eye is red.
I think it
red
pops,
is more appealing to the eye.
I don't think it's more appealing. I think it pops more. I think it's
but it's also more appealing.
Will
it
take,
is more appealing.
I think it will take your attention more than it will take blue. And that's me saying that. But
I think blue is very calming.
I think
but
blue
red
is calming, and red is more vibrant and more
I think red is more like, wow, and blue is like, oh.
No.
Yeah.
I would never. Okay. Have you seen the fucking BMW new blue color? They're beautiful, dude.
Okay.
You get a really gorgeous blue color on a car. Oh, my God. It's better than red.
No.
Now, I've seen a cherry red, nice Corvette color. But then I've also seen a blue
I've
BMW,
seen both,
and I would take the blue over the red.
Okay, but that is, again,
I've
only
a
on,
car.
That is only on a car as well.
But I think on a car, you could get a really nice blue color.
I think red looks better.
I think red pops.
I think red looks better clothing-wise. Red is better clothing-wise.
I would say red is, yeah, better clothing-wise.
And,
I think
so
that,
and that's a big thing. That's
red
a
lipstick.
Very big thing.
You could do red lipstick.
And red lipstick is a big one. I understand that blue is a good color because there's not. I have nothing against blue. I think blue is pretty much one of the best colors, if not the best color.
I mean, it is the most favorite.
I will be honest.
I
don't necessarily. I do love red. I think. Do I love red better than blue? I don't know. I'd say. I would say personally. I think I like red and blue the best.
The best. Yeah.
Not like. I don't think I like one. I don't think I like blue better than red. I think I like them the same. I would like black better than all of them. Because black goes with everything.
Black goes with everything.
Black is just a good color. It's very calming. It's very relaxing.
I would go with black or white, really. I think white goes with anything.
I mean, I definitely think white does too.
I love white shoes.
But white's just too bright for me. So, like.
Yeah, but white shoes. I mean, your white Pumas.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. They're nice.
That's a good point.
You know? So, I would really choose white and black over red and blue. But I really do like red and blue the same as well. I think red looks good.
I just think that red is. Red is used for more happy things than blue is. I mean, what's blue used for in a happy place?
I think red's more angry. I would feel like
no,
red
but
would
red's
be more
also
angry.
Love.
Yeah, but when you think of red, I feel like you would think more anger than you would. I mean, just
no,
like the core of it.
No,
I feel I
no.
You know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
No. Nope.
I feel you feel more anger
no.
than you would love. And that's just
red is the color of love, man. The color of love.
It's also the color of anger, though. And
exactly.
When someone gets mad,
they turn red. But also when they are in love, they blush and turn red. So both are red, which is great. Sometimes anger can be good. Sometimes anger can fuel you to survive. And so red is a color that helps you survive.
Roses. You got roses. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I just think red is – like, I get that blue is a good color. I definitely get that blue is a good color. But when you're actually, like, weighing – which one actually helps you in the world? Red is actually something that helps you, and blue, I haven't seen do anything besides make someone sad. Or calm.
I don't know.
You know, it's a calming
sad.
Color, but it's only known for sadness. What else is it?
I mean, I don't walk into this room and think, damn.
What
I'm
else
very
is blue known for
now.
Than the, besides sadness and the sky? And the water, which actually the water isn't blue either.
Well, technically.
It technically it's not blue. It looks blue. So technically it's not.
Technically
it, looks blue.
It would be blue then.
No.
To us.
Technically.
Okay, technically it wouldn't be blue, but to us.
It's blue, but again, that doesn't make it blue. So technically it's not blue. The only thing that's blue is the sky and sadness. So name me a couple more things that are blue.
But it's still blue.
But name me things that are blue besides sadness and the sky.
Flowers. You got flowers that are blue that are very pretty flowers.
Okay, but there's only a couple. So I'm keep going.
Jeez, man, what else is blue?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's not really a holiday that's blue.
Red things are just more attractive, which is why red is used more. I guess I would say, I originally, when we started this, I said I think that blue is used the most, but I think red is actually used the most.
There is a lot of red things.
Because, and again, that's because it's so attractive to the eye that makes you want to get it.
I would definitely say, like, anything
red. I just think red looks like, not only yes, it's angry, but it's also intimidating. So when you see someone with red, you're like, whoa. And when you see someone with blue, it's not as intimidating. Like if you saw a whole team or a whole, like that's why Spartans used red. It's why they used red along with, you know, they'd get bloody and stuff like that. But they used red because it was an intimidating color. I mean, that's a big, That's a big one.
The issue is that I would never think to myself, you know, if I saw someone with blue or if I saw someone with red, personally, if it's like a really pretty blue and you got a really pretty red, I think blue might be better.
But the red is...
Because I think that maybe red would be too much. Maybe red is too much. And maybe blue is more relaxing to the eye to someone. Now someone might pick red because it's like, wow, you know?
I mean, it just depends on things. It definitely just depends on things. I'd say this is actually a really hard debate. And by the end of this, I would go to they're both about the same. Yeah. But again, red's really the only one that actually is proven to be better.
I think scientifically, it is. I would definitely say. But I do think that blue has significance to it. And I think that it is pleasing to the eye to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it's more pleasing to look at it than red. But I think red is very, it pops. If you wear it, it looks great. Even on a car, it looks amazing. Makes a car look like it's... The reason why red cars and yellow cars get pulled over the most is because they look like they're going the fastest. They look like, you know, they pop more to the eye. And that's why they get pulled over more. Red and yellow. That's actually a true fact. Because cops will see the red car before they see a white car, before they see a blue car, before they see anything else.
How about this? Would you rather see red food or blue food? Red food. Because blue food is known as
bad.
Or bad.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to see a blue... Like, you know, tomato.
Yeah, nothing like that. I don't know, man. I would just say, I just think red, I think red is better. I think red is a better color for many, many reasons. I think if I had to choose which one I like better, which one I personally like better, I wouldn't be able to tell you that red's better than blue. But the one that is better based on what we've been talking about is red.
You know, it is true because I actually have more red clothing than I do blue clothing.
Really?
But I do have a lot of blue clothing.
That's funny because I actually have more blue clothing.
Really?
I have my red shoes, but like I would like more red stuff, but I've only gotten the red shoes, and I have a couple red shirts and stuff, but most of my stuff is blue.
Most of my stuff is black. Black or white. But I have, out of those two colors, I have more red than I do blue,
mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. But
because it's better. Because you look at it, that's why you've been proven to buy more red, because it's better. It's more appealing to
you. And I agree with that. I would agree with that. But
so, like, if you saw a girl in red, you would choose her.
I don't know.
Scientifically speaking.
It just has to depend on the color blue and how the color blue looks.
I get that. But, like, scientifically speaking, two girls that look the exact same, you'd pick the one with red because it would be more appealing to you. Even if you didn't know it, your subconscious would pick it up as more attractive. And you would pick.
What if it was a person that hated the color red?
What do you mean?
Let's just say the person hated the color red and...
And what?
Just saw a girl. Let's say he saw a girl in a red dress.
You're saying someone hates the red and then...
Because people hate red. There's people that hate red. There's people that hate
blue. Well, then of course they're going to pick blue. But I'm saying if you don't hate the color, scientifically speaking, you're going to choose the red one because it appeals to your love sense more.
I just feel like some people would... Because most people favorite the color blue. Why wouldn't they just pick blue then? Why would they pick red? If blue's the most favorite color and someone had a girl in a red dress and a girl in a blue dress, like guys-wise.
Because blue's a better color to paint your wall. Blue's a better color to be around. But red's a better color to see. Does that make sense? I don't know. It's kind of confusing the way I said it. But like blue is a better color to look at the sky. It's a better color in this room because it's more relaxing. It makes you feel like you're outside almost.
Yeah, imagine if you had red walls.
It's very calming. Yeah. But red is a better color to have a red phone case like I have. To have red shoes, it pops out more. It looks better. To have a red car, it usually pops out more. To have a red dress, to have red lipstick.
So I guess our conclusion on the whole thing, because I would agree with you, would be blue is better to be around, but red is better to have.
Sure.
On you.
Or, right.
You
know, right. Blue is a better color to like be submersed in.
Right.
And red is a better color to like have things red.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, you know, if you see, I don't know why, but if you see like a blue porch, you know, or something like that, or a blue door.
I like a red door. I've seen red doors and those look awesome.
I like blue doors.
Really? Yeah. I'm probably will have a red door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've seen it and it looks so cool.
Yeah.
Remember Walter Mitty? They had a whole red theme in there. And they had a bunch of red stuff, and that was a really cool Secret Life.
Walter Mitty, man, you bring up that movie. God, that's a good movie.
Okay, thank you for listening so far. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get to our topic of the week.
Yeah.
And so if you'd like to keep listening, go ahead and click on the next video for topic of the week.
And we're going to go right into it.
Yeah, we're going to get right into it. All right. So now we are getting into the topic of the week. And so here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. What makes someone a human? Or what do you consider to be a human or a person? So that's my question first.
That what is do the topic. I consider to be human? I would say...
What makes someone? That's really... What makes someone a human?
I guess consciousness. But I mean...
I mean, yes, but like try to keep going. Try to make it a little bit...
Dang. I would say...
In your mind, what makes you a human versus an animal?
An animal?
Yeah.
I think
why are you a human and animals an animal?
Humans, well, if we're going to go to that...
Besides, like, scientifically.
Humans would more question something or question why something's there. And a dog would see... Let's just say we're talking about a wall.
Right, so we ask questions.
We'll ask the question, why is that wall there? And a dog would see the wall and then run and just know that they're stuck in that.
Right, wouldn't care about the wall. Right. So, if there was an artificial intelligence that asked questions, then would you consider that human?
No.
Why not? Because that's what you said makes you a human.
What makes you, I guess.
So then what makes you a human? Why isn't, what makes an artificial intelligence not human if it does what you do?
I would just say, I would consider human... who we are. I would never say like a machine would be human.
What if a human had less intelligence or less humanity than an artificial intelligence? What if an AI robot, and I'm not talking about in a computer, I'm talking about an actual AI, like iRobot that's standing in front of you. What if that robot said, no, don't kill someone, and a human said, no, we should kill him? Then what makes that person more human than the robot?
Man, that's such a difficult question.
I know.
That's such a difficult question. And it's so difficult to say why, what makes it different from a human to, and if, let's just say a robot was, you know, super smart and was more caring than a human being. But,
I mean, obviously, there's still an artificial intelligence. They'd have to be their own species.
The issue is, like, the only way that I would consider
you would compare them to humans.
The only way I can consider a robot to be close to human would be if you put a human mind into a robot.
But that doesn't make sense, because if a robot could think just like your human mind, then how is it any different than you? What if there was a robot that was exactly like you, the only difference is that it doesn't bleed? So then you would say, well, it makes you human to bleed, but that's not what makes you human. So then that's a problem, is we don't even have an actual clear definition on what makes you human. And that's something we should figure out before artificial intelligence starts really springing up. Next, would you call it real or imaginary? Is it an imaginary thing? Is it an imaginary being? Or is it a real consciousness?
What is?
The AI. If there's an AI, and like I said, it thinks like a human, is it an actual, like, is it alive? Is it like you and me, and you would consider it alive? Or you would just consider it, it's an imaginary robot. It's pretending to be alive, but it's not alive.
Man, it would have to come to a point. It would have to come to a point of the, if the robot knew what, oh man. Man. I don't know where I would consider a robot to be a robot.
Like when it would now not be a robot anymore?
Yeah, when it would now be more human than when it would be robot. And
what about when it says, then like I said, what about when a human says we should kill someone and the robot says we shouldn't kill someone?
That's when I would consider a robot to be more humanity than it would be considered AI. I would consider...
So caring for someone's life could make you human.
Human.
That's a quality of humanity, is caring for...
It's conscience.
Caring for some... I mean, animals care for other things.
It's really just consciousness.
I would say it's caring... I wouldn't say that. I would say it's caring for someone over yourself.
But your conscience is what does that. That's what they would say, a conscience is what would make you care for someone more than someone else. It's really your soul.
Okay, so what...
And that's why a lot of people don't consider robots to be human.
But that would make them human then if they had the same level of consciousness. If they had the same
consciousness.
Which is possible. It is possible.
I don't know.
Knowing artificial intelligence, it's possible that artificial intelligence can get to the level of consciousness that you are at or I am at.
Right.
So that would make them human at that point.
But it'd be terrible because you don't know if that consciousness could decide to end the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you don't know if a human could decide to end the world.
Oh, a human could.
And right.
That's where you would still be called
sure.
more humanity.
Okay, so obviously this is the perfect time to come to would it be under all of our laws?
It would have to be.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Would it be under laws that only it's under? And like, humans aren't under?
So like a robot has different laws than a human does?
Yeah.
I think if you're talking about the same robot that we just talked about, which is pretty much close to human,
right.
It would have to live by our...
But would it have... What humans would live it by. Be? Would it be okay to give it laws that humans aren't under? Or is that...
Different laws? Like what like kind different of law would you put in for a robot?
Like a robot's not allowed to do...
drive a car.
Right. Things like that. Is that morally okay to allow that robot, even though it has the same level of consciousness, to not do things that we're allowed to do? Is that not discriminating against a different race?
Almost? I would not do that. If we're able to let the
robot... So you would say it would have to be under our roles and not we wouldn't put extra laws on it.
I would just say live by the society of humans, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if we're talking about a regular robot, you know, then I would say don't.
So if it was only the... Now... We've figured that out. So if we brought it back and we said, now it only has the level of consciousness of an animal, now what do you consider it? Still a robot?
Yes.
So would it be okay to kill that robot?
No.
Why? If it's just a robot.
If I wouldn't kill, I normally don't kill a dog.
Yeah, but that's just a robot. So why is it, if it's just a robot, then why can't you kill it?
Because if it still has the same capacity of a dog, let's just say.
Which is just being able to move.
Move. Then I still wouldn't do anything to that. I would consider that still life.
Okay.
More.
Okay. So would we have to put moral rules ahead to say that you're not allowed to kill a robot? You're not allowed to kill a robot just like you're not allowed to kill your dog. Would that be what we would have to do? Isn't that
weird? Imagine like going to jail for killing a robot.
Yep. That's what I mean by that. Is it okay if you killed a robot or beat a robot even, and that robot could feel pain somehow, just like an animal can feel pain, and we added nerves into the system, would you go to jail for hurting that robot? Because that would, again, be putting robots under the same laws as humans and dogs.
So it would be the same thing. I would say yeah, but, I mean, this is kind of a different world.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Yeah,
it's a much different world. But I would say that if it's that smart and if it's pretty much exactly like humans, then I would say yeah.
You can't kill it unless it tries to harm you, which is self-defense.
Which in my mind, it's just like if you had a robot that did that, it's really just a robot with a human mind or a human heart. That's what it would be to me. See, the only thing that I consider a robot not to be is like in order to be human, you need conscious. You need to pretty much, let's just say, have a soul and then to have a heart and a mind.
But it wouldn't have a soul because the only thing that we consider a soul is religious.
In us.
So consciousness is the only thing that's not religious in my mind. Consciousness is more... Just kind of, it's the world.
I consider consciousness and soul to be the same.
I get that, but consciousness isn't. Because soul is religious more.
Right.
Soul is like spirituality. And a consciousness is more like, if you didn't believe in a religion, you'd still believe in consciousness most of the time.
A lot of Christians would say, and I'm just saying from a Christian standpoint,
sure.
would be that consciousness and soul are pretty much identical. From what I've been told.
Consciousness and soul are the same. Are
pretty much the same. The same thing that makes you feel terrible when you do something, that's your consciousness.
Yeah, and that's your soul. But I'm saying we wouldn't be able to call it a soul robotically. We'd have to call it consciousness.
Right, would be the right term to use.
So, okay. So then would you have to kill it morally too? You'd have to kill it morally. You wouldn't be able to, like, would it go to jail? Would the robot go to jail, or yes. would we just end its life?
Well, I think that it just would, again, live by the laws of humans.
Then it would have to go to jail. So not only that, you realize then we would start having to pay taxes for robots.
Well, yeah.
So now, so you're okay with paying taxes
for a robot? I think if you're willing to build it and to make it, then we should, you know,
pay taxes for it. So you're saying if a bunch of robots decide to be evil, and then let's just say a couple, let's say a million robots don't murder anyone, but 15,000 do. So we have to do something with the bad ones. We put them in jail because we can't kill them morally according to the laws we've set. So now you're paying taxes for 15,000 robots that did something wrong, and you have to pay more money out of your pocket every day for a robot. Is that okay for you?
Again, when it becomes that way, in
so you're
my
still
mind,
you're still saying yes. That's just how it has to be.
If you're willing, if the world's willing to make robots and to make them that smart and to make them to where they're humans, then yeah.
And the reason I'm bringing all this up is because this is where we're headed. This is where we're headed into the future with artificial intelligence. So these are things we're gonna actually have to bring up someday. We will have to bring up, do we kill it? Do we not kill it?
Well, I
that's
think it's
just what we have to talk about.
Here's the truth is, like, I think it's really dumb to do that. I think it's really dumb to
do
even
what?
Make a robot.
Oh.
Because I don't think that it at all in my mind that it would end good.
Okay. So for the last one before we head on to the game here, would you date it? And that's where you say, is it good or not? It's at the same level of consciousness as anybody you've ever met, and better.
Man.
It understands you more than anyone has ever understood you, but it's a robot. Do you date it?
See, we've talked about this movie that's coming out.
Well, it's already came out.
Has it already come out?
Yeah, Ex Machina or whatever.
Well, I thought we were talking about that other one.
Whichever one?
The one that's coming out that looked really good, the trailer.
Oh, okay. Angel.
Yeah.
Angel Face.
Something.
That. Yeah. I forgot. Battle Angel.
Battle Angel, yeah. Oh, man.
Angel Face.
You know, it's a little difficult to say. And a lot of people,
I'm going
to
go ahead and say the only way I would, here's where the level, because I've been asking you the whole time, where I'm going to kind of put my mind in here, is say the robot has to, we have to put nerve cells into the robot. We have to somehow give that robot pain. If you do not give that robot emotional pain at least, and maybe physical pain, we cannot put it in the same laws as we have now. We can't.
I would have to say
it has an advantage over everything.
I think
it's unfair.
Joy, you can't just say pain, but I would say joy, any of that.
That's what I'm, well, the joy is along just with pain. I'm saying emotional, it would have to have emotional and physical feelings for me to consider it a thing. If it would cry because it's sad, or it would run away because it felt pain, that's when I consider it a being. So if it had pain, if it felt emotional pain and physical pain, then I would consider dating it.
Well,
because
that's
then
what,
it's
that's
more,
it comes to
it's
like...
an, it's actually, because here's the thing, if you're talking about a robot that only feels emotional pain, we can't put it to the same laws as we have now. Because what if it wants to wrestle? What if it wants to go into the UFC? It's not allowed to go into the UFC, obviously, because it doesn't feel pain.
Right. I would definitely say so, and that's where I kind of come to consciousness, is because consciousness is the part that makes you feel bad or
hurts. Well, yeah, it's emotional, but
I'm talking about physical, too. Well, I know. You're talking about physical,
too.
I think emotion, and I would agree with you, and physical would make
it has
more
to, for
human.
It to be, for it to have any moral obligation, it has to feel emotional and physical pain.
So what are you saying? Would you date it?
If it felt emotional and physical pain. Because then what else would you say? It feels pain that you feel. It understands pain that you feel mentally. Why not? And it understands you better than anyone. Why not? There's no reason not to. Now, if you said, because Battle Angel doesn't feel pain, only emotional pain. But she can, like, you know, get her arm whacked off. She won't feel that. That's too much for me. It is, because the thing is that everything is going to be worse unless, I mean,
here's the thing.
Well,
what if it doesn't age? And
it wouldn't age.
Yeah, it wouldn't age.
No.
So then you would just be getting older and she'd be the same.
So that race would never age and it would be the same consciousness, just getting more evolved.
Over. So then I would say AI would always take over.
Yeah, it would. No matter what. No matter what, yeah.
You would, the human race would be extinct. We would be going extinct.
Unless the robots got to a point where they said we have to make sure that the humans stay alive. Just like we say, well, you know, cheetahs are endangered. Let's make sure we don't kill them.
Right.
Wow.
Well,
I don't know, man.
Well, it's been a good topic.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to... watch the game.
If you'd like to watch the game, then obviously continue on, and we have our game up next. If you'd like to follow us on social media, it's at This Is Our Journey, and we post all of our photography on our Instagram, updates on our Twitter, and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
So I guess we'll get to the game.
And on to the game, man.
On to the game.
All right, here we go.